Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not done. One more time.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It's up to 6 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 46. Tomorrow, we'll be mostly sunny with a high of 71. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 64. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
7 Max FM.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Hey, hey! Heavy like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Devilish you want, can I be your man?
90s and more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Anyway.
It started with a whisper.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
People always talk.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday night. Don't forget to stream us live on our website, max.fm. Tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here are the Thompson Twins. Hold Me Now on Max FM.
I have a picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Yeah.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Teve with you on Monday night. All right, we are still kind of groggy, you know, with the whole time change. And you know what? There's some people that like drinking decaf coffee, and those people are not psychopaths. They may just want to enjoy their coffee without the side effects of caffeine. But maybe it's not healthier, come to find out. There's a report that California lawmakers want to ban decaf. The issue is that many manufacturers use methylene chloride to remove the caffeine from the coffee beans. That's a chemical that's been used in paint stripper, which has been labeled as a probable carcinogen after being linked to several cancers, including blood and breast cancer. Coffee manufacturers argue that the chemical is completely washed out of the beans after the treatment, plus any remnants would be burned off when the beans are heated to 400 degrees during the roasting. But in 2020, a study by a consumer group found that 10 of the 25 decaf coffee brands they tested contained the chemical, with brands like Amazon Fresh and Kroger's being the worst offenders. Even the levels were low, and that didn't exceed the FDA's max level for safety. Now, the bill in California has several hurdles to clear before becoming law. If it does, the state will ban the decafs altogether using this chemical by 2027. For what it's worth, the National Coffee Association says the overwhelming weight of independent scientific evidence shows that drinking this decaf is safe. There are other ways to decontaminate coffee, including processes using carbon dioxide and water, but they're more time-consuming, and guess what? They're more expensive. Like it or not, California has been tough on potential carcinogens. Last year, California became the first state to ban four candy chemicals linked to cancers and other health problems. Now, I like my coffee. I typically don't drink a decaf coffee, but at night, I do get that urge for coffee, and that's considering it, but, you know, listening to what I've been talking about here, not so sure that's a good idea. I'm going to kind of keep an eye on this one because, you know, I need my caffeine in the morning, so don't mess with my coffee. But at night, I kind of get that urge for it, too, but I'm not drinking caffeine because I do need to try to sleep at some point. That's a whole nother story. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, a look at weather music by Marky Mark and the Funky Moonshine, Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The Baraboo High School Music Department is proudly presenting Sister Act the Musical at the Al Ringling Theater. This feel-good comedy is based on the 1992 film. There'll be three shows, Friday, March 15th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 16th also at 7, and then Sunday at 2 p.m. Again, it's Baraboo High School Music Department's Sister Act the Musical. For more details and ticket information, go to alringling.org. On Saturday, March 16th, the Sauk Prairie Middle School will be hosting its second annual Craft and Vendor Fair. Over 70 crafters and vendors will be showcasing their items. Both gyms and the cafeteria will have people selling items for all ages, and money earned from vendor fees and sales of concession will go towards field trips for middle schoolers. This will be on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., located at the Sauk Prairie Middle School, 207 Maple Street in Sauk City. It is free admission, and again, over 70 crafters and vendors will be on hand. Check out Sauk Prairie Middle School's website for more details. And also on Saturday, March 16th from 5 until 9 p.m., it's the Reedsburg St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl. A number of establishments will be participating in the event. You can check out Reedsburg Country Club's Facebook page for more details.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds and mild. Highs upper 60s and low 70s. On Wednesday, a little more cloud cover around and highs into the middle 60s. Rain ahead for Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 64 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I can too.
It's that junk.
some old hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Monday night. We're cruising through a 50-minute music hour without a decaf coffee and Steve Perry on Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dream.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Beth Frog, man.
Max FM.
Distance.
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
And